From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. A new survey shows public pessimism about the direction the country is headed has risen to its highest level in nearly 3 years. The Washington Post ABC News poll finds just 20% of Americans think things are going in the right direction. President Obama's approval rating, as measured by the poll, has sagged to a new low. More than 60% of those surveyed say they disapprove of the way he's handling the economy, and just 43% approve of the overall job he's doing as president. But the survey found that only 28% of Americans approve of the way Republicans in Congress are doing their jobs. The president, in previewing his plan for creating more jobs, is stepping up his criticism of GOP lawmakers, albeit indirectly.
Now's not the time for the people you sent to Washington to worry about their jobs. Now's the time for them to worry about your jobs.
The president speaking at a Labor Day rally in Detroit.
We're going to lay out a new way forward on jobs to grow the economy and put more Americans back to work right now.
The president will present his plan in an address to a joint session of Congress on Thursday evening. Republican presidential hopeful Mitt Romney will outline his own plan for job creation today. NPR's Ari Shapiro reports from Las Vegas that Romney will unveil his proposals in a speech in Nevada.
Nevada has a few dubious economic distinctions. The highest rate in the country of unemployment, home foreclosures, and bankruptcy. So people here feel the need to create jobs with a special intensity. Mitt Romney gives a preview of his speech in a USA Today opinion piece. He cites, quote, "My career in the private sector, starting new businesses and turning around ailing ones." His proposals are consistent with Republican doctrine. Shrink government, cut taxes, eliminate regulations, expand domestic oil and gas drilling, and fight unions. Nevada is the third state to vote in the 2012 presidential race after Iowa and New Hampshire. Ari Shapiro, NPR News, Las Vegas.
Firefighters in Texas are struggling to control dozens of wildfires that are spreading in tinder-dry conditions in the central part of the state. Those blazes have destroyed nearly 500 homes so far and have forced the evacuation of thousands of people. NPR's John Burnett reports the largest fire is in Bastrop County, Texas, near the city of Austin.
By late Monday, the Bastrop Fire, the largest of 63 separate wildfires burning in Texas, had destroyed nearly 500 houses. Bastrop is southeast of Austin. The governor's office reported that 15 air tankers, 6 choppers, and other state air assets had been scrambled to douse the flames. Firefighting crews have streamed into central Texas from across the state and the country to help out. The fires were caused by tinder-dry conditions and gusty winds from a cold front and a neighboring tropical storm. 2011 is Texas's worst wildfire season in memory, burning an area the size of Connecticut and destroying more than 1,000 homes. John Burnett, NPR News, Austin.
This is NPR News. Hurricane Katia has weakened a bit in the Atlantic, but it's still a major storm with winds of nearly 125 miles an hour. Katia is expected to veer toward the northeast away from the East Coast, but Todd Kimberlane at the National Hurricane Center says the effects of the storm are being felt in many coastal communities.
They're already affecting all portions of the U.S. East Coast, from Florida up to Maine, although probably the highest wave heights are being felt over portions of the Carolinas and Mid-Atlantic coast.
Kimberlane says the large ocean swells and rip currents should dissipate later this week. Activists in Syria say security forces are raiding more homes and making more arrests today in the search for an official who defected after charging the government with attacking civilians. NPR's Peter Kenyon reports that Syria has allowed Red Cross representatives to visit the central prison in Damascus.
Opposition and human rights groups say Syrian forces are attacking neighborhoods in the cities of Homs and Hama and going house to house in some areas, searching for the former attorney general of Hama province. Adnan Bakur announced his defection last week in a dramatic video in which he accused the government of violent attacks against civilian demonstrators. Activists say the video sparked a manhunt for Bakur, with soldiers detaining civilians and demanding information about his whereabouts. At least one activist said Bakur is now out of the country, but that could not be confirmed. Separately, Red Cross personnel were allowed into the central prison in Damascus, reportedly not home to many political prisoners, but Red Cross officials are hopeful of more access in the future. Peter Kenyon, NPR News.
The Postmaster General appears before a Senate panel today. The Postal Service needs help from Congress to avoid a default on a $5.5 billion payment for retiree health benefits. I'm Craig Windham, NPR.